Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
And in Marco, if you're on the line, very early good morning to you in Taiwan.
若是叶弟兄在台湾还在线上的话，我们就祝你早晨好。
Good morning.
We thank the Lord that we can gather for these special gatherings this weekend.
我们特别感谢神，这个周末我们有个特别的聚集。
In our heart, in all this gathering, is not just that we'll learn more words.
在这些的聚会中，我们的心中呢，所盼望的不是只是学一些的话。
But that we would actually come into a deeper understanding and a deeper experience of this fellowship we've been called to in our Lord Jesus.
而是进入到一个更加深的、更加实际的与基督耶稣的这样的交通中。
I'd like us to start with just two sections of Scripture.
我们开始呢，来读两段的圣经。
John's first epistle. Verses chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
第一呢，是在约翰的一书的第一章的一到四节。
I'll read a verse and then Larry will follow with a verse.
弟兄读一节，我来读一节。
That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen, which with our eyes, that which we have contemplated, and our hands handled. Concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道, 就是我们所听见, 所看见, 亲眼看过, 亲手摸过的。
And the life has been manifested, and has been, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。That
which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
And these things write we to you that your joy may be full.
我们将这些话写给你们, 使你们的喜乐充足。
And then if you turn with me to Philippians chapter 1.
我们再翻到腓立比书第一章。
We'll read verses 3 through 6.
第三到第六节。
Paul said this, I thank my God for my whole remembrance of you.
保罗这样说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Constantly in my every supplication, making the supplication for you with joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your fellowship with the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
We want to continue. Well, let's have a word of prayer again. I think that's important. Sorry.
我们还是开始有一点祷告。Father,
we thank you that you have given us your word.
天父，我们感谢你给我们的你的话。Where
would we be without your words?
我们没有你的话，我们会到哪里呢？
We thank you, your words are living.
我们感谢你的话是活的。We
thank you the Holy Spirit breathes life into these words.
我们感谢你圣灵可以把生命能够进到这些话里。These
words aren't meant to be handled as knowledge or just mere doctrine.
这些话不是只是用到作为道理或者是一些的教条。These
words are to change us and transform us into the very image of the Lord Jesus.
这些话要改变，并且使我们变成神儿子的形象。
And these words are meant to bring us into fellowship and to keep us in fellowship.
这些话要把我们带到交通中，并且让我们在交通中持续。
We look to you, Lord Jesus, from the beginning tonight.
我们要从头就开始来仰望你。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
We ask you, Lord, to speak to us.
我们求你向我们说话。
And we ask you to speak to the youth tonight.
我们也求你向年轻人说话。
That at the end of this evening, we may all say together, God has spoken.
我们可以在今晚上结束的时候，我们都可以说你向我们说话了。
For we ask this together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是奉你的名来求告。
Well, today we'll this afternoon continue in this matter of fellowship.
我们今天下午继续讲到交通。
The burden on my heart for this afternoon is personal fellowship.
今天下午我心中的负担是讲到个人的交通。
I think it's safe to say this about the Christian life.
我们可以非常安全地说，对于我们的基督徒生命来说。
The whole of the Christian life is a personal life of fellowship with God Himself.
我们基督徒的生活就是与这位神有一个个人的关系。
The Christian life is not a faith.
这个个人的基督徒生活不只是信心。
Like many other faiths.
和其他一些的信心。
The Christian life is not a doctrine.
基督徒生活也不是一个教条。
The Christian life is not some religious service we do.
也不是属宗教的活动。
The Christian life is a life of individual and personal fellowship with the living God.
基督徒的生活就是与这位独永生的神有这样个人的相交。
I'd like to make a very bold statement.
我要讲一件非常勇敢的事情。
Without a personal and individual fellowship with the Lord, the Christian life is impossible.
若是我们没有个人与神的这样的交通，我们不可能过基督徒的生活。
This is fellowship that begins with the Lord.
这个生活是从主开始。
This is fellowship that continues with the Lord.
而且是持续的与主的交通。
This is fellowship that is completed in the Lord.
也是在主里面得到完全的交通。
In direct relationship with an all-powerful and living God.
是与这位全能的而且永生的神发生关系。
What a marvelous thing this personal fellowship is.
这是个个人的交通是何等的奇妙。
Your first reaction might be this is absolutely impossible.
你个人的反应可能说这怎么可能呢
？But I'll tell you it's absolutely possible.
我要告诉你这是完全可能的。
Because he has brought us into this fellowship.
因为是他把我们带到这个交通中。
Because he is faithful.
因为他是信实的。
Because he himself has called you into this fellowship.
是因为他亲自呼召我们进到这个交通中。
And he has opened to us the highest and the most holy and the most heavenly fellowship in calling us into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
这个与他儿子耶稣基督的交通是最高的、最圣洁的一个最尊贵的交通。
Now John in these verses reports just how deep and personal this fellowship is.
使徒约翰就讲到这个个人的交通是何等的深厚。
He uses some profoundly deep and intimate words.
他用了非常深的而且非常亲密的字眼。
Brothers and sisters, that's what personal fellowship is supposed to be, profoundly deep and intimate.
弟兄姊妹，这个个人的交通就是神要定义成为一个非常深而且也非常的好的交通。
Listen to the words he says.
我们来听他的话。
That which we have seen with our eyes.
是我们眼睛所看见的。
That's the beginning of this personal fellowship. God opens your eyes and you see something divine that you've never seen before.
这个个人的交通是从我们的眼睛被打开，看到这位的神开始。
That which we have contemplated.
是我们所传给你们的。
So moving is this thing you see that you begin to meditate on it. You begin to contemplate and consider it.
这个事情是何等的奇妙，我们就开始在我们的思想中开始来思考，来寻求。
And our hands have handled.
是我们亲手所摸过的。
Brothers and sisters, that's a wonderful thought of how close we are to the Lord Jesus in this fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，这一个的交通是何等宝贵啊，实际上是用我们的手可以摸到的，如此的近。
You might think this is impossible because it's not physical fellowship.
你可能说这怎么可能呢？也不是一个肉体上的交通。
But it is possible in the spirit.
但是在圣灵中是完全可以的。
We have seen and bear witness, he said.
我们看过并且做见证。
This fellowship turns us into a living witness for Christ.
这一个的交通把我们成为与基督做活见证的这样的一个对象。
You can't help it.
你不能够你就必须这样做。
You remember the Lord said, and you will be witnesses of mine?
你记得主曾经说过，你要为我做见证。
That's the outcome of this fellowship.
这是个交通的果效。
That which we have seen and heard.
我们看见过，我们听见过的。
In this most intimate fellowship, we can know the Lord speaking to us directly in our fellowship, in our heart.
在这个非常亲密的交通中，我们可以感觉到主向我们的心直接说话。
We can be like Isaiah the prophet, whose eyes have seen the King.
我们可以像以赛亚先知，能够眼睛看到这位主。
This is the wonder of personal fellowship.
这是这个个人交通的奇妙。
And he went on to explain. He says, "I have reported to you all of this for one single reason."
这里也讲到我向你报告这件事情只有一个原因。
That you may have fellowship with us.
你可以与我们有相交。
And then he goes on to explain the very nature of that fellowship.
而且他讲到这个交通的本质。
And he said, our fellowship indeed is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
说到这个交通，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
The whole purpose of John's epistles were to bring the children of God into a deeper and lasting fellowship with the living God.
使徒约翰写书信的原因就是要把神的儿女能够带进到这个活的与基督的交通中。
Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
实在是我们的交通是与父和他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
Sometimes we think fellowship is just getting together and sharing if we're Christians.
有时候我们想到我们的交通只是聚在一起，我们一起讲我们信主。
You may like cooking. You may like to get together and talk about cooking.
你可能喜欢吃那个一些点心，那你就一起谈这个点心的事情。
Or you may be like John Blanchard here in Richmond. He loves cars and he loves to get together and talk about cars.
你也可能像我们那边有个弟兄John 弟兄，他喜欢这些车，所以他就常常喜欢谈这些车的事
儿。But that's not fellowship.
这不是真的这个
交通。That's not what we have in common.
这不是我们所共有的。
I'll never forget one of the times I was most severely corrected by Stephen Kong.
我记得我有一次记得江弟兄特别把我指正过来。
Some of you know, I think already, that I used to be a Redskins fan.
大家可能知道我是一个体育的一个队的一个 fan.
By the way, I'm no longer a Redskins fan because thanks to the cancel culture, they no longer exist.
因为我们现在这个美国文化的变化，我所说的这个红皮肤的这个已经不存在了。
I think they're now called the Washington football team.
现在已经叫做是华盛顿的这个足球队。
one night years ago in our Bible fellowship on a Friday evening before we got started, I was sharing with another brother who was equally a Redskin fan about the Redskins.
我记得有一次周五的时候我们要交通神话之前呢，我和另一个也是这个的队的一个球迷一起谈话。
I'll never forget what our brother Stephen said.
我绝不会忘记江弟兄怎么说。
He looked right at me.
他直接看着我。
And I'll tell you, I've never seen a look like that from my brother in all of my years of history with him.
我这么多年很少看到我们江弟兄这么看我。
And he said these four words.
他说了三个字。
He said, Redskins are not fellowship.
他说这个足球俱乐部啊不是教统。
So now you understand what the Apostle John said. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
你现在明白不明白我们使徒约翰所说的我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
This is what personal fellowship is.
这就是个人的交通。
Now we're going to look at several things tonight.
我们今天会讲到几件事情。
We want to look at what are the things that bring us into this fellowship.
我们会讲到一件把我们带到这个交通中的事情。
What are the things that make this so grand fellowship possible?
这个是我们这么大的一个交通可能的事情。
And what are the things that keep us in this fellowship?
而且是我们能够持续在这个交通中的事情。
If we can do that, our time will be worthwhile.
若是我们能这样做的话，我们时间是不会是会被纪念的。
We'll look at just four things.
我们会看到四件事情。
The new and better covenant.
新约与更美之约。
Secondly, the new and better promises.
新的与更美之应许。
Thirdly, a new creation.
新造。
And fourth, a new power.
新的能力。
All of these things make this fellowship with the living God possible.
这些事情就使得我们与这位永生的神相交可能。
Now, let's begin by looking at the new and better covenant.
我们首先看新约与更美之约。
For us to have full fellowship with the living God, we must understand the difference between the old and the new covenant.
我们要与这位生命的神有完全的相交，我们必须要明白新约和旧约的区别。
Brothers and sisters, it's not a slight difference.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一点的区别。
It's an incredible difference.
是一个好像不能置信的区别。
It is night and day difference.
是天与地的区别。
It is the difference between heaven and earth.
是天和地之间的区别，那么大。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews 8:6.
在希伯来书的第八章的第六节这样讲。
This is speaking of the Lord Jesus, our great high priest.
这是讲到我们的主耶稣基督，我们的大祭司。
But now, he has got a more excellent ministry by so much more as he is mediator of a better covenant, which is established on better promises.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
Let me share with you some hard facts about the old covenant.
我们来一起讲到这个旧约中的一些的事实。
These are strikingly hard facts.
这是非常重要的一些事实。
First of all, the old covenant condemns us.
首先，旧约使我们定罪，定我们罪。
Secondly, the old covenant limits our access to God.
而且旧约使得我们与神的交通受限制。
Third, the old covenant constantly reminds us of our sin.
而且旧约常常来提醒我们的罪。
The old covenant requires continuous sacrifices to satisfy a righteous and holy God.
旧约要使得我们不断的献祭来满足这位公义圣洁的神。
The old covenant cannot perfect anyone.
旧约也不能使任何人完美。
And the old covenant, believe it or not, requires sinless perfection.
而且旧约你可能不相信，它要求我们是没有罪的完全。
Let me give you a few verses to help you understand these.
我们来读几处的经文来理解这点。
In Genesis 17, verse 1, there's a verse about Abraham.
在创世纪的十七章第一节讲到亚伯拉罕的例子。
Abraham was 99 years old, and God appeared to Abraham to tell him about the covenant he would make with Abraham.
这里就是神遇到了亚伯兰，来向他讲到他所立的这个旧约的一些的事实。
Of course, at that time, his name was Abraham.
当然，他那时候的名字叫亚伯兰。
And the verse says, and Abraham was 99 years old when Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before my face and be perfect.
亚伯拉年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
Now, any of you that know anything about Abraham know that he was far from perfect.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的人都知道亚伯拉罕绝不是完全的。
You remember the two incidences about his wife, Sarah.
你记得他在他妻子太太萨拉的身上有两件事情发生。
Sarah must have been quite the looker, as we say down here in the South.
我们南边的人会说到萨拉是一个非常美丽的女人。
And he said, no, she's just my sister. She's just my sister, not my wife.
亚伯拉罕对别人说呢，她不是我的妻子，她是我的妹妹。
You remember this man of faith.
你记得这个信心的人，有信心的人。
How he failed, gave in to his wife in a moment of weakness and allowed Ishmael to be born.
你知道他的信心软弱的时候，甚至让他的让这个以实玛利在他的里面可以出生。
And you remember when God appeared to him and told him about the promised seed, he said, let Ishmael live forever.
甚至当神向他应许的时候，他甚至提到以实玛利作为他继续产业的后代。
He was anything but perfect.
他绝不是完全人。
And you remember what it says to the children of Israel in Leviticus 19, verse 2.
在利未记中呢，十九章的第二节也这样讲。
Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
你小于以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
What you need to understand, brothers and sisters, is this call to perfection renders fellowship with God impossible.
你可能感觉到这个神要我们呼召我们做完全人和圣洁的，使我们与神的交通不可能。
Now don't get me wrong, there was fellowship with God in the Old Testament.
你不要错解我，实际上在旧约中也有圣徒与神相交。
It renders living an unbroken and cloudless fellowship impossible with God.
但是呢，这个和神的没有这个活的没有任何间隔的这样的交通是不可能的，在旧约中。
You remember what it says in Leviticus 20 verse 7.
你记得在利未记中的第二十章第七节也这样讲。
The Lord again speaking to his people, sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God.
所以你们要自洁成圣，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
It is an unyielding command of the old covenant.
是在旧约中神不会放弃的一个呼召，一个命令。
This old covenant puts upon us as believers or followers the entire responsibility.
这个旧约就把所有的责任加在我们这些信神的人身上。
Now, if you think I'm exaggerating, just bear with me for a moment.
你可能觉得有点夸张，但是你听我讲。
You remember the Ten Commandments.
你记得那十条诫命吗？
When you have time, go back and read Exodus 20, verse 2 to 17.
你有时间可以回到出埃及记20:2-17读这条十条诫命。
Or go and read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6 to 21.
甚至到在神命记中也有重复的这样的经节。
You will begin to understand the absolute command of the Old Testament.
你就可以明白在旧约中它的命令是非常绝对的。
It says, thou shalt have no other gods before thee.
他说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
Thou shalt not make to yourself any graven image.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
你不能够妄称耶和华你神的名。
Thou shalt not do any work on the Sabbath.
你在这个安息日不能做任何的工。
Thou shalt not kill.
你不能杀人。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可偷盗。
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
不可做假见证陷害人。
And thou shalt not covet.
不可贪恋。
You know, you may begin to think, well, I've done many of these. I haven't done many of these things.
你可能说我没有做这么其中许多的事情。
You may think a little bit like the rich young ruler thought. You remember the one who came to the Lord in the New Testament?
你记得你可能的回答和那个少年官一样啊，你记得吗？
And he asked the Lord, he said, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?
这个年轻人就问主耶稣说，我做什么能够承受这个永远的产业呢？
The Lord was very wise.
主非常的有智慧。
The Lord looked at him and began to quote these latter commandments.
我们的主就开始引用这些的律法中的条款。
Thou shalt not kill.
不能杀人。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可偷盗。
And then he looked at the Lord and he says, I have done all of these.
那年轻人就说对主说，看着主说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？
He actually thought he had kept all of these things.
他甚至想他自己已经遵守了所有这一切。
So the whole story about the rich young ruler is the Lord had to show him it's impossible for you.
所以我们的主必须向这个少年的官，让他知道他不可能这样做到。
So the Lord said to him, the Lord looked right at him.
那可以主就对他说。
And he said, sell all you have, give it to the poor and follow me.
他说你把你所有的都卖给给穷人，然后来跟从我。
He couldn't do it, he was heartbroken.
他不能做到，所以他就非常伤心。
And he went away sad.
他离开的时候非常悲哀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the point about fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是交通的一个非常重要的点。
The old covenant was not a list of things for you to live by.
旧约这些条款不是你要来一条条照着去做的。
The old covenant is a list of things that prove to you without the shadow of a doubt that you cannot keep it.
旧约就是要让你没有任何疑问的知道你没有办法做到这律法所要求的。
And the old covenant cast you completely and entirely dependent upon the living God.
这个旧约就把你推到完全要仰望这位神的这个地步。
You know, the other disciples knew this when he came to the rich young ruler.
你知道那些其他的门徒啊，看到这个年轻官的时候有这样的反应。
They understood how shattering this was to this young man who was so devoted to follow the Lord.
他知道这个年轻人呢是很愿意来遵守这个主的话。
You remember Peter said, "Who then can be saved?"
你记得在彼得他说，若是这个年轻人不能得救，谁能得救呢？
And the Lord's words were blunt and simple.
但是我们的主的话非常简单。
He said, "It is impossible with man."
他说在人是不可能的，不能的。
But that wasn't the only thing he said.
他不只是说这一点。
He said, "It is possible with God."
他说在神却能。
That's the difference between the old and the new covenant.
这就是新旧约的区别。
Or the better covenant.
或者是说新约的时候是更好更美之约。
You know, we might think we're pretty good people till the Lord shines his light on us.
我们在神光照我们之前，我们总觉得我们自己还不错。
You come to the Sermon on the Mount, let me ask you what you think of it.
你在登山宝训的时候你怎么想的？
You remember the Lord was speaking and he said, it says you shall not commit adultery.
主说到你不可犯奸淫。
And you remember what he said.
你记得他怎么说的？
He said, if you look at a woman with lust in your eyes, you've already committed adultery in your heart.
主说凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
How many men that verse has slain us as we thought about it?
所有的很多男人读到这话的时候就知道啊，他们已经神的已经定他罪。
And you remember the Lord said, "You've heard it is written that you shall not kill."
你也记得我们的主也说到不可杀人这件事情。
You'll be guilty of the judgment.
你会难免受审判。
And then he went on to say something extraordinary.
那他又说了一些非常非常的奇妙的事。
He said, let me tell you, if you're lightly angry with your brother, you are guilty of the judgment.
他说凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Brothers and sisters, it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的。
Half of this audience was probably lightly angry with me that I went so long last night.
昨天晚上我讲得很长，大概我们当中有一半的人可能对我已经动怒了。
The Lord wants to teach us something when it comes to personal fellowship.
我们的主向我们要教导我们个人交通的事情。
It's impossible for us.
对我们是不可能的。
Now you remember what it says in James 2 verse 10.
你也记得在雅各书中也讲到这样的话。
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he has come under the guilt of breaking all.
因为凡遵守全律法的只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
Brothers and sisters, I wish James had not written that.
我也讲到这一点。
How that exposes me and how that exposes you.
就是这一条把我们都暴露在神的光中。
The old covenant makes living an unbroken fellowship with God impossible.
这个旧约就使我们与这位永生的神相交，有活的关系是不可能的。
But thank God for the better covenant.
我们感谢神，我们有一个更美之约。
Thank God for the new and better covenant.
感谢神有这一个新的而且更美的之约。
Turn to Jeremiah 31.
我们看到耶利米书第三十一章的时候。
Begin 31 and go to 34.
三十一章。
Yes. Sorry, brother. Behold, days come, saith Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
就讲到日子到，我要与以色列家与犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day of my taking them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke. Although I was a husband unto them, saith Jehovah.
三十二节说，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Jehovah. I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their heart.And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Jehovah. For I will pardon their iniquity, and their sin will I remember no more.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
Remember those two words in the old covenant.
你记得在旧约中的两个字。
Thou shalt.
你不能。
Or the three words, thou shalt not.
或者是你能或者你不能。
All the responsibilities on you to maintain that fellowship.
所有的责任都是加在你身上要来进入这个交通。
But look at this wonderful and living new covenant that he makes with us.
但是看这一个何等奇妙的新约他为我们所立的。
Just like the old covenant, they're just two words, but those two words make all the difference.
像旧约一样，也是两个字讲到新约，但是完全不一样。
Hear the words, or I will.
是讲到我要。
Listen to what he says. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
你听刚才说的话，就说我要与这些以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
I will put my law into their inward parts.
我要把律法放在他们的里面。
I will write it in their heart.
我要写在他们心上。
I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I will pardon their iniquity.
我要赦免他们的罪孽。
And their sin will I remember no more.
我不再纪念他们的罪恶。
Here is the better covenant, established on better promises.
这是一个更美的约，是建立在更美的应许上。
This is what makes personal fellowship cloudless and enduring.
这是使得我们的个人与神的交通没有乌云，也没有也可以持续到底。
I believe the whole purpose of the old covenant was to show us what we could not do.
我实在相信旧约唯一的目的就使得我们知道我们不能。
I believe the entire purpose.Of the New Testament is to for him to bring us into what he can only do.
我也相信新约的目的就是把我们带进到只有他能做的交通中。
This is the reason fellowship is possible, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们可以与神交通的原因。
I think this is wonderful.
我真是感觉这是何等的奇妙。
Turn with me to the letter of Galatians.
我们一起看到加拉太书的时候，
Galatians chapter 3 verses 24 to 26，
第三章二十四到二十六节。
This is the explanation of the old covenant.
这是对于旧约的一个解释。
So that the law has been our tutor up to Christ, that we might be justified on the principle of faith.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父。领我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
But faith having come, we no longer are under a tutor.
但因着信得救的礼既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
For ye are all God's sons by faith in Jesus Christ.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
Isn't that marvelous?
这是不是何等奇妙？
What a difference between the old and the new covenant.
新旧约的差别是何等大。
The old covenant was a hard schoolmaster.
这个旧约就像一个奴隶主来赶奴隶干活的。
Now when I grew up and went to school in my youth,
当我年轻的时候，我上学的时候，
they could actually spank you with a paddle if you misbehaved.
若是你表现不好啊，老师可以用板子来管教你。
You cannot do that today. Parents would scream bloody murder.
你现在不能做，因为你这样做的话，这父母亲就会造反了。
Back then they'd beat us at school, and then they would call your parents, and when you got home, they'd beat you at home.
若是你那个时候做的话，你会那些老师会通知家长，并且呢，家长会回到回家还要打孩子。
This is that hard schoolmaster.
这是那个学校的校长非常严厉。
This is what he's like.
这是旧约所代表的。
You know, I think it's like the boss that is impossible that you cannot work with.
就像一个老板，你没有办法为这个老板工作。
I think it's like the overbearing husband who is unrelenting. Some of you dear sisters have to put up with.
或许我们当中的姊妹们来忍耐他们的丈夫，也有点这样情形。
I think it's like the parent who is so demanding the child can do nothing right.
甚至像一些父母亲对孩子要求如此严格。孩子做不到。
That is the difference.
这是新旧约的区别。
Listen to what the Lord did. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. You all know this verse.
在哥林多前书的第一章第三十节。
What a wonderful thing he did by putting us in Christ.
是何等奇妙他把我们放在基督耶稣里。
I'm sorry, I turned to the wrong book.1 Corinthians 1, but of him, speaking of God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who has been made unto us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又叫他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
That according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord.
如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
And look at Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4.
罗马书第八章三到四节也这样讲。
This is what the Lord did.
这是主所做成的。
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God having sent his own Son in the likeness of flesh for sin, and for sin has condemned sin in the flesh.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law should be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
使律法的义成就在我们这不顺从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31, he gives us a person who is our righteousness.
在哥林多前书一章三十、三十一节，讲到这个人就是耶稣基督，成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
In Romans 8, verses 3 and 4, he gives us a new power to live by.
在罗马书刚才读到的第八章三四节，是讲到他给我们这个能力，使得我们可以能够随从圣灵。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Think of that, brothers and sisters. Because of this new and better covenant, we can live in unbroken personal fellowship with the living God.
弟兄们，你想一想，借着这个新约，它可以使我们与这位永生的神有毫无间断的这样的交通。
Now let's talk about the new and better promises.
那我们再讲新的和更美之应许。
I remember years ago, as a younger brother, I was studying Hebrews, and I learned something I'll never forget.
在我年轻的时候，我读希伯来书的时候，我学到了非常宝贵的事情。
I give all the credit to Graham Scroggie.
有一个弟兄叫 Graham Scroggie, 这个弟兄帮助了我。
I thought it was a hard book to understand.
我觉得希伯来书很难读。
And that brother made it so abundantly clear to me, it opened up the entire book to me.
这个弟兄所交通到的就使得我这本书能够向我打开。
He said the whole understanding of this book depends on one word, and that one word is better.
他说这卷希伯来书的关键的点就是在这个更美更好。
I began to see it everywhere.
我就开始看到这点。
I began to realize that these better things made this fellowship possible.
我就看到这个更好更美，使得我们的交通成为可能。
Listen to what he said.
我们来听这位弟兄所说的。
The word better occurs more often here than in all the rest of the New Testament.
就是这个更美更好这个字眼在希伯来书中所出现的次数比其他旧新约都要多。
Namely 13 times.
出现了13次。
We have better than the angels.
感到比天使更尊贵
Better promises
更美之应许
Better sacrifices
更美的祭物
A better possession
更美的家业
A better country
更美的家乡
A better resurrection
更美的复活
Some better things
更美的事物
And the blood of sprinkling which speaks better than that of Abel
比亚伯的血所说的更美。
These are the promises that make personal fellowship possible and even overflowing in joy, as John spoke about.
这个更美之应许就保证了我们与神的交通不仅是个人的而且是丰盛的充满喜乐的。
Think about what the writer of Hebrews is doing.
我们想想我们希伯来书的作者是在做什么。
Here these Hebrew believers, they indeed were Christians, were beginning to turn back to the old covenant.
这些希伯来有希伯来背景的这些信徒呢他开始回到旧约的时候。
They were beginning to turn away from the new and living way.
他们开始远离开这个新的这个活的道路的时候。
They were beginning to turn back to the shadows instead of the reality that is in the New Testament.
这些希伯来的信徒开始离开这个实际而进入到这个一些的影子旧约的影子的时候。
And with everything that was in him.
在这其中。
This anonymous and anointed author of Hebrews came to them with a single word and he says, this is better.
这个希伯来的作者在圣灵的膏抹下就要告诉他们新约是更美的。
This is incomparable to the Old Testament.
这是旧约是无可比拟的。
This is the only way you can live and stay in unbroken fellowship.
这是你唯一能够进入到这个活的交通并且持续在其中的方式。
I remember at that time I was beginning to study Hebrews, I began to see another word.
我在读希伯来的时候我也看到另一个字。
There's this phrase, so much.
讲到这个远超。
And if you read this phrase, if you read Hebrews carefully, you'll begin to discover phrases like so much, and much rather, and so much better.
你读希伯来书它常常要强调是更好是实在是超乎一切的好。
It says in chapter 1:4, that the Lord Jesus is so much better than the angel.
在希伯来书一章四节，他是讲到，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
It says in chapter 7:22 that Jesus is by so much, Jesus is surety of a better covenant.
在7:22说，既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
Says in chapter 8:6 that by so much he is the mediator of a better covenant.
第八章第六节说到，如今耶稣所做的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保。
Says in chapter 9:14, how much rather should the blood of the Christ cleanse our consciences?
在9:14后半部分讲到，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？除去你们的死刑。
Do you understand what the writer of Hebrews was trying to convey?
你理解这位希伯来书的作者想要告诉我们的话吗？
If you want to live in this fellowship,
你要是在这个交通中，
If you want to stay in this fellowship,
你要想持续在这个交通中，
If you want to discover the joy that is full in this fellowship,
你要想来享受在这个交通中的丰满和喜乐。
You have to understand how much better this is.
你必须先明白这个交通是何等的 美好更美好。
Listen to what it says about gathering.
我们再继续读。
In chapter 10, verse 25.
第十章第二十五节讲到聚会。
Talks, you remember, about not forsaking the assembling together as the custom of some is.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
And it says that wonderful phrase, by so much the more, as you see that day drawing nigh.
都要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Oh, there's just other so many cases we could look at this wonderful phrase.
我们可以找到很多这样的一些例子。
In 12 verse 19, it says, shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits?
12章第9节，他说，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
You get the point.
知道我在讲什么。
So much better.
如此的好，更好。
To us, we can have cloudless fellowship, uninterrupted fellowship.
对我们来说，就和神可以有这个没有乌云、没有任何打搅的这样的交通。
Not only because the new and better covenant, because of the new and also because of the new and better promises.
不仅是因为这个更美之约，也因为它更美之应许。
Brothers and sisters, I think we need to look at a few of these in particular.
弟兄姊妹，我需要看更具体的一些的经文。
As a matter of fact, before we do that, there's a phrase in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18.
在希伯来书第六章第十八节中有这样讲。
It's a wonderful phrase.
是个非常奇妙的字眼。
The writer of Hebrews is saying that we might have strong encouragement.
我们可以得到大得勉励的机会。
Not just encouragement.
不是只是勉励。
Strong encouragement.
大得勉励。
And he goes on to say that this strong encouragement is an anchor for our soul.
他并且讲到这一个的指望就是持定在我们前头的指望，可以使我们大得勉励。
If we know that strong encouragement, we're anchored in fellowship with the living God.
这个大得勉励原因就是我们可以持续在这个神的交通中。
Look at Hebrews 1, verse 4 again.
在希伯来书一章第四节这样讲。
Taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
他说承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
This section compares Moses and the Lord Jesus.
有一部分是讲到摩西和我们的主相比较。
And the end is that there is no comparison.
最后结论就是摩西不能够与我们的主相比。
Look at Hebrews chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
希伯来书三章第五、第六节这样讲。
Hebrews 3, 5 and 6. It says, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken after. But Christ.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬重，为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ is son over his house, whose house are we, if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
There's no comparison.
摩西与我们的主没办法相比。
You know, Moses, it says some rather grand things about Moses in the Bible.
圣经对于摩西有很高的评价。
Says he was the most humble of all men.
摩西为人极其谦和。
That's an amazing thing.
是非常奇妙的。
The Lord himself, he was called him the man of God.
他甚至被称为神人摩西。
He was called the servant of the Lord.
称为神的仆人。
How would you like that to be written on your gravestone as your epitaph?
你在你死后的墓志铭上希望写什么呢？
Everybody would look at that gravestone and said, my, this must have been a perfect person.
看到若是有这样的评价的时候，我们会惊奇，这个人实在是很完全。
But the writer of Hebrews is telling them there's no comparison.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，摩西与我们的主没有办法相比。
He uses these two words, but Christ.
他讲到有一个字就说，但基督。
Oh, how that reminds me of Galatians 2:20.
是我想到在加拉太书第二章第二十节。
I'll never forget when I saw Galatians 2:20 by the Spirit of God.
我借着神的灵看到加拉太书二章二十节的时候。
I'll never forget how it changed my Christian life.
我真是没有忘记这个话把我整个的生命改变了。
It had transforming power.
这个话就带着一个能够改变我的能力。
Galatians 2:20 says, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
这里讲到是现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I was so excited.
我非常的非常的这样的兴奋。
I went to everybody I knew and I said, "This is the Christian life."
我对每个碰到的人说，这就是基督徒的生活。
I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
There's some more examples we could talk about.
有很多例子我们可以讲。
Hebrews 6 verse 9 says, But we are persuaded concerning you, beloved, better things, and connected with salvation, even if we speak thus.
希伯来书第六章第九节说，亲爱的弟兄们，我们随时这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
Brothers and sisters, in our salvation, everything was provided for us to remain in living fellowship with the Holy God.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的得救的救恩中，所有的为我们预备好了，使我们和这位神有这样的交通。
Hebrews 7:25 says, He is even able to save us to the uttermost.
希伯来书七章二十五节说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
That come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us.
因为他是长久长远活着，替他们祈求。
I'll never forget the day I saw that.
我在看到这个时候，那一天我仍然记得。
I often thought as a Christian, I had to pray to God more.
我那时候想，我要向着神要常常祷告才行。
And we do. We should pray to God more.
我们确实应该向神更多的祷告。
But I'll never forget the day I saw that he ever lives to pray for me.
但是当我看到他是长远活着替我们祈求的时候，就不一样了。
I couldn't believe it.
我甚至一开始不能相信。
I couldn't take it in.
我没办法完全接受。
I thought this is how I can stay in fellowship, the closest of fellowships, the most intimate of fellowships. This is how it's possible.
我们能够与神有这样的没有间隔的亲密的交通，是因为这样的缘故。
Not barely saved,
不是只是仅仅得救，
but saved to the uttermost,
而是完全被拯救。
Not saved by the skin of your teeth.
不是好像仅仅得救而已。
You remember it talks about those in, I think, 1 Corinthians 3 that are saved but barely saved.
你记得在格林多前书第三章讲到是仅仅得救。
Thank God that doesn't have to be us.
我们感谢神，我们不需要成为那个仅仅得救的。
He saves us to the uttermost.
他要拯救我们，就拯救我们到底。
How marvelous that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
He does more than just saving us from hell.
它不只是使我们脱离地狱。
We're fortunate to have the teaching we have from many brothers over the years.
我们在这么多年来实在是非常幸运能够提到看听到很多弟兄们对我们的交通。
Most Christians, at best they understand, is they're saved from hell.
大部分基督徒认为他们所被拯救是离开这个地狱。
They don't understand that he's able to save us to the uttermost.
他们不能够明白这个得救要拯救到底是什么意思。
You remember what Peter said to that scattered remnant in his epistles?
你记得彼得在这些散住的这些的圣徒当中怎么讲话吗？
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
讲到并且得着你们信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, he not only saves us from hell, he saves us from ourselves.
他不仅使得我们脱离地狱，而且脱离自己。
That sometimes to me is a much bigger thing.
这个是在我看来是更大的事情。
I thank God for brothers like Watchman Nee who understood the salvation of the soul and what it meant to be saved to the uttermost.
我们感谢神，像尼弟兄他们看到了这个魂的救恩到底是怎样的。
We are indebted to those brothers.
我们对这些看见的弟兄们给我们的分享，我们实在是欠他们。
Oh, I think of another thing in Hebrews 7, verse 7.
我们另一处的经文在希伯来书的七章第七节。
But beyond all gainsaying, the inferior is blessed by the better.
从来位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
Let me try to explain what this is about.
我来解释一下。
This is about Melchizedek, the priest of God, of the Most High God.
这是讲到这个至高神的祭司麦基洗德。
And this is about Abraham.
这是讲到亚伯拉罕的故事。
And after his battle and his victory over the four kings,
在这五王与四王征战以后，
and it says the inferior is blessed by the better.
他这里讲的是位分大的要给位分小的祝福。
Now in that case, the inferior is Abraham.
在那个情况下呢，位分小的是亚伯拉罕。
And in that case, the better is Melchizedek.
在那个情形下，位分大的是麦基洗德。
But brothers and sisters, this is really not about Melchizedek.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里讲的实在是不只是讲到麦基洗德。
The application that the writer was trying to make to those Hebrew believers is so profound.
这个希伯来书的作者要给这些希伯来徒的这希伯来门徒们是讲到更深的一点。
We are the inferior.
我们是那个位分小的。
God is the superior.
神是那位分大的。
God is the better.
神是那更好的。
Our Lord is the better.
主是更好的。
And the inferior is blessed by the better.
那位分小的我们就被神位分大的祝福。
That's the whole explanation of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活的一个非常完整的解释。
You know, in case you think he's talking about Melchizedek and all these times, he's only using Melchizedek as an application.
他是用到麦基洗德作为一个例子，讲到我们的主。
Turn to Hebrews 8, verse 1.
我们回到这个希伯来书的第八章第一节。
This is what the writer of Hebrews says.
这是希伯来书的作者讲的。
Now a summary of the things which we are speaking is this. We have such a high one, high priest, who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of the greatness in the heavens, minister of the holy places of the true tabernacle, which the Lord has pitched and not man.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
Then Darby was very clear about this in his notes.
Darby 在解释这句话的时候这样讲。
The writer had to stop and make sure they knew what he was talking about, that he wasn't just talking about Melchizedek.
这个希伯来作者呢，必须停一停，来说明这个所讲的不是只是麦基洗德。
He was talking about far greater than Melchizedek.
他讲的是比这个麦基洗德更大的一位。
Where Darby used summary here in his notes, he said, and the chief point is what the writer says.
这个之中的最重要的一点。
Now, I know I've told you this before, but if ever a speaker or a writer says, this is the chief point, you should pay attention to it.
我也可能给大家提到过，若是有人说这是最第一要紧的，你要注意。
The inferior is blessed by the better.
这个位分小的要被位分大的祝福。
Or you think of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
你也可能想到这个以弗所书的第一章第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
要颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
How wonderful this is!
这是何等奇妙的事！
It's not some blessings.
不是有一点的福气。
It's not a few blessings.
不是几处的福气。
It's not a blessing.
不是一个的祝福。
Paul made it very clear to the church at Ephesus.
保罗对于以弗所书教会说得很清楚。
He says he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他说是他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
This is what makes personal fellowship possible.
这是我们个人与神的交通可能。
I think of another place in Hebrews 7:9.
我想到另一处，在希伯来书的第七章的第九节。
It says, "For the law perfected nothing, and the introduction of a better hope, by which we draw near to God."
希伯来书的第七章第九节。
Think of that better hope that we have, dear one.
是讲的就引进了更美的指望，这靠这指望我们便可以进到神面前。
I believe that better hope is we have unlimited access to the living God.
我相信这个更美的指望是我们可以到神面前没有拦阻。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
It's almost too good to be true, but it's true.
你可能说这是太好了，不可能是真实的，但是这是真实的。
I don't have unlimited access to my doctor.
我甚至对我的医生我都没有办法，什么时间都可以找他。
I don't have unlimited access to my dentist.
我对我的牙医也不能要求他，我什么时候都可以见他。
I don't have unlimited access to my lawyer.
我也不能对我的律师说，我什么时候见你，我就可以去见。
I hate to admit this, but I don't even have unlimited access to my car mechanic.
我甚至对我修我车的这个技工都有没有可能，什么时间都可以找他。
But mystery of mysteries, wonder of wonders is this.
这个奥秘的奥秘哈，这个奇妙的奇妙是这样的。
I have unlimited access to the living God.
我对这位永生的神是有完全没有限制的这样的一个接近。
This is what makes personal fellowship possible.
这是我们个人与神的交通可能。
You remember the story of Esther in the Old Testament.
你记得以斯帖的故事吗？在旧约中。
She could not approach the king, you remember, unless that golden scepter was extended to her.
以斯帖甚至不能够进到王面前，除非王向他伸出金杖。
Our better hope is that golden scepter of fellowship is always extended to us.
我们更美的这个指望，就是这个神向我们伸出的金杖，永远向我们伸出。
I think of another place.
我想到另一处。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
希伯来书第九章第二十二到二十三节。
And without the blood, there is no remission. it was necessary that the figurative representations of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with sacrifices better than these.
若不流血罪就不得赦免了，照着天上样式做的物件必须用这些祭物去洁净， 但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
Think of it, brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus Christ went into the Holy of Holies, he took his own precious blood.
你想到我们的主进到至圣所的时候，他所带的是自己的血。
So perfect was that sacrifice that it ended all sacrifices forever.
他这样美的祭物是如此的完美，他使得所有的祭物都不再需要献上。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
The perfect offering guarantees to you unbreakable fellowship.
这个完美的祭物就保证你到神面前的没有任何的拦阻的交通。
I think of Hebrews 10, verse 34.
我记得在希伯来书十章第二三十四节这样讲。
You have for yourselves a better substance and an abiding one.
是讲到我们有更美长存的家业。
We cannot ask for more than that.
我们没有办法要更比这更好的。
The Old Testament is shadow.
旧约是个影子。
They're figures of the true, but they're not the true.
它是讲到真理的一个影子, 而不是真理本身。
The New Testament is substance.
这个新约才是讲到这个实体。
Not only is its substance overshadowed.
不是只是这个实体的影子。
We are brought into a substance that can never end.
我们所带进来这个家业是长存更美的家业。Imperishable. 是没办法毁坏的。Reserved
for us in the heavens.
是在天上为我们存留的家业。What
a wonderful word this word better is.
这个字眼更美是何等美的字眼。And
I think of Hebrews 11 verse 14.
我想到在希伯来书11章14节这样讲。
For they who say such things show clearly that they seek a better country.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，一个更美的家乡。
Verse 16 says, But now they seek a better, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
11章16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。You
know, I want to say something.
你知道我想说什么？
I used to think this United States of America was a better country.
我原来想这个美国是一个更美的家乡。
This last year has shaken my faith in that.
在过去这一年当中，使我对这个国家的信心动摇了。
I'm thankful for the opportunities and freedoms this country offers.
我感谢神呢，这个国家给我自由，给我很多的机会。
I have benefited by those.
我实在是感恩。
I have seen the Lord's great blessing.
我也看到神对我的祝福。But
brothers and sisters, this is what the writer is telling us. We have a better country.
但是弟兄姊妹们，希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们有一个更美的家乡。An
enduring country.
是一个存留不会毁坏的家乡。We
seek a better country.
是我们要羡慕这个更美的家乡。Where
there will be endless fellowship.
是有个没有 中断的，没有穷尽的这样的交通。
And finally, I have one more example on this.
最后我还有一个例子。
Hebrews 11, 35.
希伯来书的11章的第35节。
Says their women received their dead again by resurrection, And others were tortured, not having accepted deliverance, that they might get a better resurrection.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
How wonderful those words are, a better resurrection.
更美的复活是何等美的字啊！
I often say this is a description of the Christian life.
我常常说这是我们基督徒生活的表述。
We don't live by our own life.
我们不是借着我们自天然生命而生活。
We live by the power of resurrection life.
我们活着是借着死而复活的能力活着。
And we're looking yet still one day for a better resurrection.
甚至我们要在将来一个得到更美的复活。
This is what the writer of Hebrews had to say. This is his strong encouragement.
这是希伯来作者对我们的一个极大的勉励。
And then it ends, I think, in verse 40, 11:39 and 40.It says, let's look at it. Let me do share that one more. Chapter 11, 39:40.
希伯来书十一章的三十九、四十节。
And these all, having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise, God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却未仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Brothers and sisters, I think that some better thing for us is this fellowship we've been called into.
弟兄姊妹们，这里讲的更美的事，就是讲到我们这个交通这件更美的事。
I can't imagine a more wonderful thing to be in living union, abiding in Christ, in union with Him, living by the power of His life.
我实在是没有可以想象更美的事情能比得过与我们的主在复活的生命中与他相交，住在他的里面。
And living in constant communion with the indwelt Holy Spirit, enabling us.
能够住在圣灵和我们同住的这样的一个非常活的复活的光景。
This is that some better thing for us that he had in mind.
这是这个希伯来作者所说的更美的事所指的。
Well, let me come to a close. I only have two more very short points.
我就要结束我今天下午的分享，还有两件事情。
Not only is there a new and better covenant.
不仅有一个美更美的新约。
Not only are there new and better promises.
不仅有更美之应许。
But do you understand the grand thing that God did when he put us in Christ Jesus? We are an entirely new creation.
我们在主基督耶稣里，就是主把我们放在一个新造的地位上。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
哥林多后书的五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Something happened. Something marvelous happened. Something almost unimaginable happened to us when God put us in Christ.
当神把我们放在基督里的时候，有一个非常奇妙，甚至没有办法想象的事情发生。
You became an entire new creation.
你成为一个完全新造的。
And I like the way Darby puts it better.
我喜欢达比的圣经所讲的。
There is a new there is a new creation.
讲到就是新造，有新的。
Something divine has come into us through the life of the Lord Jesus.
借着耶稣基督一个神圣的
Peter said, through these exceeding great and precious promises, we have become partakers of the divine nature.
因借着这个神在我们里面的，使得我们与他的性情有份。
How indescribably wonderful that is.
这是何等不可描述的美好。
That in that we can enjoy unlimited fellowship.
在这其中我们可以享受与神的没有间隔的交通。
And there's another thing. Not only are we a new creation, but we have a new power.
不仅我们是新造，而且我们有新的能力。
Not only are we in Christ, a new creation, but there's a new power that's in us that makes personal fellowship possible.
不仅我们在基督里是新造的人，而且我们在基督里面也得到一个新的能力。
Oh, these wonderful verses, you can't help but memorizing them, but look at Colossians.
这些非常熟悉的经节，甚至大家弟兄们都会背的啊，像哥罗西书。
Chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
第一章26、27节。
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been made manifest to his saints.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Think of that miracle that God has put us in Christ.
你想想把主把我们神把我们放在基督里是何等的一个神迹奇事。
But think of that miracle beyond any miracle that was ever done, that God put Christ in us.
你再想想，神把基督放在我们里面是更大的一个神迹奇事。
I happen to think that these two phrases are two of the most important phrases in the Bible.
我实在相信在圣经中这两个词是最重要的。
In Christ and Christ in us.
在基督里，基督在我们里面。
If you understand just those two phrases, you will discover that wonder of fellowship with the Father and with His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
你要是知道这两个词的真正意义，你就可以进到父与子的交通当中。
This is the mystery of mysteries, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
这是在奥秘中的奥秘，就是基督在我们心里荣耀的盼望。
This is what makes fellowship possible.
这使得我们的交通成为可能。
Well, I don't know if I've explained this well enough.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，我解释的是不是清楚。
May the Holy Spirit help us, to what man cannot do.
愿圣灵使我们人所不能做的能够成为事实。
The deep impression I have in preparing for these messages is God could not have done more to bring us.And to keep us in fellowship with Himself.
我里面的一个非常深的感受就是神不能做再多的事情，更多的事情使我们能够进到他的这个丰盛的这样的交通中。
It is through the new and better covenant.
是个借着新约。
It is by the new and better promises.
是借着这个更美之约和更美的应许。
It's because we've been made a new creation.
是因为我们成为新造。
It's because we have a new power living in us.
也是因为我们里面有新的能力住在我们里面。
This is personal fellowship.
这是个人与神的交通。
May the Lord lead us into a deeper and richer experience of this fellowship.
愿神领我们进入更深更丰富的与他的交通中。
For indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, our Lord Jesus.
实在是我们的交通是与父并他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can be together this afternoon and consider these eternal words.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天下午可以一起来到你面前，一起学习。来这些你的话。
We pray that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the full knowledge of him.
我们求你给我们赐智慧与启示的灵, 让我们有真正的认识。
We pray that these things will be made alive to us.
我们祷告这些事成为活的。
And we pray in the end that these things would bring us into a deeper and even more intimate fellowship than we've ever experienced before.
我们祷告我们所交通的能把我们带到与你更深更亲密的交通中。
And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣主，我们主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.